Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Vinesh Padayachi, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Good morning to all your listeners, and thank you for having me on.
It is a great pleasure. Look, I know we're going to try and keep the discussion away from our man flu, which is obviously significantly more serious than some of this other stuff that goes on. But nevertheless, it is National Stroke Week awareness. Are South Africans in general aware enough about the causes, dangers, and symptoms of stroke?
I don't think so. I think there's still a lot of room for more awareness. We all are aware of the hyped up, if I want to use that term, illnesses. I mean, COVID has been the most recent one, TB, HIV, heart attacks. But stroke is something that we are not that familiar with, that we are not that aware of, especially the symptoms of stroke. And I think what we're hoping to do in this week is just to make people a little bit more enlightened as to what stroke is, how you can prevent it, and how you can, hopefully if it does happen to you, you can get help in time.
Right. So how do we, let's start at the end. What are the symptoms of stroke?
So, we have a little acronym which we normally use. It's called FAST, F-A-S-T.
Right.
And the F stands for facial weakness or drooping, where you notice that the face is pulling to one side and the mouth is drooping on one side. A stands for arm weakness, where you have weakness in one or both arms or legs. S is slurred speech. Right. Where suddenly, you can't pronounce words, you can't speak properly. And T stands for time, where time is critical in getting help. Other signs of strokes could be confusion, sudden onset of confusion, unable to walk, unable to have balance. Those are sort of the obvious signs of that one may have a stroke.
Does one have to experience all of these symptoms?
No. It can just be one. Right. It can just be something as simple as you suddenly wake up and you find you can't use the one hand.
Right.
And that may not even last for a long time. It may just be for a couple of minutes. But that's significant, because that's a sign that that's an early stroke. That it's almost, I always say, it's like the tremor before the earthquake.
Mm.
It could be a sign that the biggest stroke is on its way. But it can be just one sign only, or it can be everything.
Right. The problem is that many of us tend to rationalize away symptoms that we might be feeling. And I've seen this so often, where somebody says, no, that, I must have just slept funny, or
correct,
it might be something else. Well, why is it that we do that?
So I think it's fear. Mm. We are all scared of the worst.
Right.
We're all scared of what it actually means. The fact that, yes, it is a stroke. What does it mean now? And we want it to be something else. And we convince ourselves that it's something else. It's not a stroke. It's, like you said, I slept poorly. But what we often fail to understand is that if we identify it correctly as a stroke and we deal with it early, often we can reverse a lot of the symptoms that would have been permanent. So it's we need to get over this fear that something is wrong with me.
Right.
And we need to understand that if we can get in help early, we can treat it.
And I guess this fear of being an inconvenience for somebody.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's also part of it. What is the treatment for stroke?
So if you have a stroke and it's due to a... So there's different types of strokes. There's a stroke where the blood vessel to the brain is blocked by clots or whatever it may be, and that causes the brain to be starved of oxygen, and that area of the brain dies off.
Right.
And that causes a stroke. The second type of stroke can be where you have a leakage of blood into the brain, where a blood vessel bursts, for example, and blood collects in the brain. It puts pressure on that area in the brain, and that area gets deprived of oxygen again, and you have a stroke. So depending on the cause of the stroke, the treatments are obviously different. But what's important is that if you do have signs of a stroke, to get to hospital within 3 to 6 hours. So if, for example, you've had a clot in the brain that's come from whatever reason, if you get to hospital in time, they can give you medication which can dissolve this clot. And we've seen patients who've come in with paralysis on the entire side of, they're unable to move, unable to speak. But you give them the medication, and it dissolves the clot, and it's almost a miracle. They, within a few minutes, they wake up, and they're fine.
Amazing.
Perfectly fine. So it's important, if you have symptoms, get to hospital as soon as possible, where the appropriate treatment can be instituted.
Right. And the prevention, and of course that's the one that's probably most difficult because it's about lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, in terms of prevention, it's identifying that you are at risk. And key factors are being hypertensive, being diabetic, having risk for cardiovascular disease. You know, it's important for, I think, all of us to go at least once a year to our doctors or GPs or physicians and have a complete checkup, have your blood pressure checked, make sure that it's within range, have your sugar checked, have your cholesterol checked. You know, it's an inconvenience, I know. Nobody has time to do all of this. But it's a small sacrifice that in the long term will prevent it. One of the reasons why we have such a high stroke rate is because a lot of our patients are undiagnosed hypertensive. Hypertension is very common in this country, and a lot of people don't realize it. The only time they do realize it is when something goes wrong.
Like this does go wrong.
Yeah.